This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back. Plus, $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
The June swoon continues, and let's start with Cam Schlittler first, because he's been unbelievable this year. But when you're the ace of a staff, and he is, I mean, it's a tremendous staff. Certainly, they don't have Max Fried right now, but when you consider how great Cam Schlittler has been this year, and when you consider how bad the Yankees have been, really across the board over the last week or so, but in particular that series in Boston, and now it has bled over to this series against Detroit. This is one of those nights where, and I understand the hitting's been awful, but you bring your ace out on the mound and you expect him to throw up some zeros. You expect a really strong start. And Cam Schlittler was bad, just downright awful, and gave up a bunch of home runs early on, and he just didn't have his stuff. And, you know, aces are supposed to stop the bleeding. They're supposed to stop losing streaks. And even when your offense is struggling, even when your defense has not been good, even when your entire team is scuffling, and, you know, mentally the Yankees right now are just not where you want to be. And Sunday night, and I wondered out loud, because that was a huge gut punch. That was one of those losses that could have a carryover effect. But you know what? Momentum in baseball, right? Starting pitching. And Cam Schlittler, when you have that type of guy on the mound, especially when you're going up against Skubal, the last thing you want to do is give up a crooked numbers early on. And that's what Cam Schlittler did. And it kind of put the Yankees behind the eight ball. And just with the way they're struggling right now, they didn't have enough to get back into the game. Listen to this stat. You know, speaking of the offense, which is just, and the Yankees have been around a very long time, so keep that in mind when I give you this, because they've obviously been around forever. And when you've been around forever, look, sometimes you have stats that are just off the charts in a good way, in a positive way, and then sometimes you make history in a negative way. Obviously, the Yankees have lost six straight games, right? This is Chris Kirschner tweeted this out. They have 16 hits in their last five games, the lowest number of hits over a five-game span in franchise history. So this is the worst the Yankee offense has been in a five-game stretch in franchise history. So the offense obviously is not getting it done. And life without Aaron Judge, which the Yankees made look easy early on, and I think that's a credit to them, but life without Aaron Judge is not easy, especially when it's going to be for a long period of time. And then you couple into that, hey, Grisham's out, Stanton's out, Bellinger's struggling. I know Rice got it going a little bit tonight, but he's been struggling. And as great as Goldschmidt and Rosario have been, and they're veterans, they're going to give you professional at-bats, there's only so much you could expect from guys like that. You know, Paul Goldschmidt's already almost given you a season worth of numbers. Rosario's had already a bunch of big moments. You just can't lean on guys like that really throughout. This is where Bellinger and Rice and Volpe and, dare I say, somebody that plays catcher for this team have to step up. And now Jazz is out, and he's still going through concussion protocol. At first, it sounded like he might be back tonight, then he wasn't back, and emergency only. He could return to the lineup, and we'll see for tomorrow. But Jazz is obviously still going through it after he collided with Dominguez's bicep. And whenever a face collides with a bicep, the bicep always wins. The offense has just been absolutely atrocious. Again, I'll give it to you one more time here. Chris Kirschner tweeted this out. Obviously, the Yankees have lost six straight games. The Yanks have 16 hits in their last five games. 16 hits, including what they were no hit in the first four innings of every game in that Red Sox series. And obviously, Sonny Gray took a no-hitter into the eighth on Sunday night. The Yankees have 16 hits in their last five games, the lowest number of hits over a five-game span in franchise history. Franchise history. And Cam Schlittler needs to be better. As great as he's been this year. And look, he's still young. And he'll grow into this as far as being that stud, being that stopper, being that ace. But when you have the type of stuff that Cam has, this is the kind of night where you have to put your foot down. I don't care how bad the offense is. And you say, you know what, we're going to win 1-0 tonight. I know we're facing Scooble. I know we're not hitting. I know we're not scoring runs. But I'm going to give you 7-8 shutout innings and we're going to win the game 1-0. But that just shows you how bad things are for the Yankees right now. I mean, last night, Bellinger's dropping fly balls, and you can't find a better defensive outfielder than Cody Bellinger, and he's making errors. Caballero, who's normally a terrific fielder, he was making errors last night, and here you have your ace, your stud on the mound, Cam Schlittler, and right out of the gate, he was bad, awful, and he was just non-competitive, and the Yankees were already in rough shape going into this game, and then after a couple innings, they were in rough shape tonight. And when you're not playing well in all facets of the game, the last thing you need is when you put your ace on the mound for him to come out and be awful. It's just not a position that you want to find yourself when the offense is historically bad right now. Historically bad, which, understandable. You know, I did all of that to get to the conclusion here, and it's the message that I had last night. This is a June swoon. It's a typical June swoon, though. You expect this with Aaron Boone managed teams. You know, in some ways, the Yankees are like a theme park ride, especially if you've been on that theme park ride a lot. You know what's coming around the bend. You know what is going to happen almost at every checkpoint throughout the year. Yankees get off to a fast start. Check. Yankees have a June swoon. Check. Yankees get hot in August and September. Check. Yankees make it to October, check. I mean, that's really the theme park ride that the Yankees have been under Aaron Boone. And then when you get to October, unfortunately, they've had the same results, you know, year in and year out as far as not winning a championship. But there is where you get a little bit of variance. But as far as the 162, I mean, this is to be expected. Now, it's historically bad, but also you got a couple in the point of view that, or the fact that Aaron Judge is not in the lineup. Stanton's not in the lineup. Grisham's not in the lineup. Bellinger has been struggling. Rice has been struggling. And I said this when Aaron Judge got hurt. And this is as far as Ben Rice's, what is now on his plate. It's one thing, and this is to take nothing away. Let me be clear here. Ben Rice, I predicted him to hit 40 home runs. I think he's a pillar for this team, along with Schlittler. I think they're going to be unbelievable to be those two guys really carrying this team as the, like I said, pillars once Judge is more at the back end of his career and eventually retires. But it's a different animal to be the guy. It's a different animal to not have Aaron Judge hitting behind you. It's a different animal to carry a team. It's a different animal when you are the guy, both as far as after the game and during the game. And that's what makes Aaron Judge so great, is that in the biggest market, with all this pressure, Aaron Judge is able to put up MVP numbers year in and year out. We understand October. It hasn't always been perfect. It certainly hasn't been what Yankee fans expect in terms of a championship and the type of production that Aaron Judge has in the regular season. But still, 162. They used to say this about Peyton Manning. Oh, Peyton Manning, he never wins in the playoffs. Well, he wins 13 games a year, which is not exactly easy. So I think it's a testament to Aaron Judge about the regular season and how hard it is to navigate not only the waters of New York, but also to put up the numbers he puts up. But Ben Rice is finding out right now. And look, slumps happen, but a slump from Ben Rice is happening at the wrong time. And I understand he got going a little bit tonight, but still, you know, overall, even though he put one over the fence tonight, he's got 23 on the year, so he's well on his way to my 40 home run prediction. When the Yankees or any team, right, is going through what is happening right now, a June swoon, a losing streak, the offense is historically bad, and I'll give it to you one more time. Chris Kirschner tweeted this out. The Yankees have 16 hits in their last five games, the lowest number of hits over a five-game span in their franchise history.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with Experience Beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
So it's been really bad. It's been really bad. And it's one of those things where you can't get it going. And the slumps highlighted by Rice, who has just not been getting it going, really has put this team behind the eight ball. But it just shows you that when you are looked at as the guy, when it's all on your shoulders, it's a lot more difficult to produce. Now, this is much like Cam Schlittler. This is a learning experience for Ben Rice. He'll only grow and get better from this, but it's reality. It's a harsh dose of reality, life without Aaron Judge, not only in the lineup, but his presence in the locker room. And by the way, same thing with Stanton. I mean, I think Stanton is so grossly underrated on a million levels. I think he's underappreciated, and I'm not by the masses, but I think just in some ways he's underappreciated. I don't think his teammates underappreciate him, but there are Yankee fans, I think, that underappreciate Stanton. And I understand the summer sabbaticals. He's like the rest of us. He takes summer vacations. But when it comes to October, he's one of the best Yankee postseason performers in history, which is saying something when you consider the players and the legends that have put on the pinstripes. But not only that, Stanton's, as far as his leadership, he is a major force in that locker room in terms of a leader. So when you don't have your captain, when you don't have one of your big-time leaders in now that would obviously be Judge as far as the captain, and then one of your other big-time leaders as far as Stanton, that's a lot that you're missing. That's a lot. And it's a lot to put on the shoulders of Ben Rice. And Paul Goldschmidt, who is now in a slump, he's been unbelievable this year. But you're asking a lot from Goldschmidt. You're asking a lot from Rosario as far as these veteran guys that have given you more than you could ever expect at this point in the year. But Volpe is not doing what he needs to do. Bellinger right there with Rice, because you expect those two now to carry the mantle. But Rice a little bit above Bellinger, but Bellinger certainly shouldn't get a free pass here. Caballero hasn't been good, and the Yankees have gotten literally zero production out of catcher. Zero. Zero. Whether it's Austin Wells or whoever they put there, and that's why I'm going to continue to bang the drum. You know, you want to give me a Scooble till the day is long as far as a trade target. For me, it's Hunter Goodman. We're talking about a right-handed bat, one of the best offensive catchers in the sport. Now, we'll see where Colorado's at in terms of if they want to deal him or not, but if he becomes available and the Yankees make the right offer, he's a guy that has a little bit of a control with his contract, young player, ton of power. He's got 25 home runs, at least that's as of yesterday. He had 31 last year, so he's on pace for over 40 home runs this year. I mean, that's a lot for a catcher. He's got more home runs than Austin Wells has RBIs. The Yankees have to make a major upgrade at catcher. And the one thing, because I'll end with this and we'll take your calls coming up. But this was my message last night, and it's my message again tonight. So we laid out all the bad there. We laid out all the negative. And the Rays are obviously playing great baseball. And look, it's been a roller coaster ride. At first, it looked like Tampa was going to run away with it going into Memorial Day weekend. And then all of a sudden, Aaron Judge, it's a walk-off on Sunday. Yankees take off. Rays go in the opposite direction. The Yankees start to build a lead in the division. And the Rays were playing like just like crap. And it looked like the Yankees were going to have an easy summer with their feet up en route to a division title. Now, all of a sudden, things have completely flipped. The Rays have gotten red hot. The Yankees are ice cold. And now the Rays are up four games in the loss column. And the Yankees are sliding and sliding and sliding in their June swoon. And it's about to be July in an hour. Right? 30 days have September, April, June. Yes, correct. 1 hour, it will be July 1st. I say all that negative out there. Here's the positive. It was my message last night. It's my message tonight. The Yankees are the best team in the American League. They're going to the World Series. They're missing big pieces of their team right now. And that's tough for any team to overcome. But once this team gets healthy, and obviously Rice is going to wake up, Bellinger is going to wake up, there are things that Brian Cashman's going to have to do at the deadline, but I expect him to do that. I expect him to add a catcher. He has to. I expect him to add another bat. I mean, if Caballero continues to slump, and we know McMahon is just not very good, they're going to have to be in the market for a third baseman. They're going to have to be. And obviously, you could put Caballero at shortstop, because if Volpe's going to continue to perform like this, I mean, I view him more now as a utility guy anyway. Jazz, in theory, would come back soon, but you never know with concussions. I mean, stuff like that could last a lot longer. No situation. Well, not that he has a concussion. He's going through concussion protocol. So when anybody is going through concussion protocol, you just don't know how long that's going to last. It's different for everybody. Yankees also have to add a couple of relievers, but Brian Cashman's going to have to be active like he was last year. I expect him to be that. But when it's all said and done, the final polished product of the Yankees, I expect that team to go to the World Series. Because I think they're extremely talented. They have a tremendous starting rotation. And the American League is very, very weak. So as bad as things are right now, and if you're upset, you're aggravated, you're frustrated, I understand that. I'm here for you over the next couple hours. But my message will be, this team is going to the World Series. This is just a June swoon, and they are very banged up. So the combination of that, the perfect storm of that, has led to this poor play. And I really don't have a strong prediction on when it's going to end, because it started late. It could bleed into, you know, mid-July. It really could. And you just hope the Rays don't run and hide. Because I do think winning the division is extremely important, because Aaron Boone, when he has home field in these October matchups, advantage Aaron Boone and the Yankees. When he doesn't, it's a problem. And also Tampa, which can give the Yankees fits anyway because they put the ball in play. Small ball, speed, all the things that can give the Yankees trouble. You also have the Tropicana field situation and factor where it's like playing miniature golf. You got to hit the ball through the clown's mouth and it's, you got a catwalk, you got the electricity goes off. It just, there's a million things going on over there. And they use it, find your happy place. It's just one of those situations that's very difficult to overcome when you're the opponent. And the Yankees have had their issues down there. It's been a house of horrors.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm bringing out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.